Hello, Baker McKenzie welcomes you to Connect on Tech, a global podcast series covering legal developments on data, technology, privacy, and security that impact your business. Here's your host, Brian Hengisbaugh, Global Chair of Privacy and Security.
Welcome back to Connect on Tech. I'm Brian Hengisbaugh, Global Chair of Privacy and Security here at Baker McKenzie. So thrilled to be joined today by Anne Pettard, privacy and cybersecurity attorney for us out of Sydney. Anne, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Brian. Great to be here.
So today we're going to be talking about the metaverse and in particular privacy in the metaverse. Could hardly pick two more cutting edge issues that weave together into some really interesting and complex concerns. But before we even get started, Anne, what is the metaverse? I know that a lot of people are still trying to wrap their minds around it, but what is the metaverse?
Great question to start with, Brian. Identifying what actually is the metaverse? What do we mean by it? And you will see a lot of different definitions. And I personally find it a little bit challenging to, from those definitions to then picture, what is the metaverse? And I usually try and jump straight away to, let's talk about some of the use cases. And I think that brings it to life a lot better for people. So, you have some use cases that people might be quite familiar with, like gaming use cases. You've got people with virtual reality headsets on. They're, gaming with people, all around the globe in a fairly interactive experience. You've also got consumer type applications. And another one I'm very keen to try out myself is using smart glasses to try on clothing in a shop, but it's from my living room. Not even having to go out to do that. But I think really interestingly, in terms of how the metaverse is going to develop, it's going to be some of the more business uses. And one of those I've heard about a few times is, for example, you might have a doctor needing to look at patients in an infectious disease ward, but able to sort of wander through the ward checking, certain statistics about patients using using smart glasses or using technology in a way that means that they don't actually have to be physically in the ward. And I'm sitting here in Australia, and we've actually seen more recently a number of businesses. Australia's a big place, and some places are really hard to get to. So some of these remote uses where you might have a business in Sydney and they might provide smart glasses to their business customers in remote locations in Australia, and then those smart glasses are being used so the business in Sydney can see what their customer base is looking at and help troubleshoot problems, using technology. And look, the ideas here are probably never ending, and we're still, of course, at the very early stages of the metaverse. So that the types of immersive applications we're going to see, they're still, of course, very much evolving.
Very insightful. Okay, so many, many possibilities, many, many applications, including probably some pretty significant ones from a health medical perspective and otherwise. Who is in control of the metaverse, and who is actually running or driving the metaverse?
Look, I think, Brian, that is, to me, one of the key privacy questions. I think the answer is going to be that there is no one organization that is controlling the metaverse. And one reason for that is, as I said, it's still evolving, but also, businesses will be making their decisions on, do they participate in the metaverse? And then if they do, what sort of metaverse environment are they going to set up? Are they going to sort of build their own way of interacting with the metaverse, or are they going to join a platform created by somebody else? And I think particularly, when businesses, enter into creating a metaverse application, they are going to need to decide, how are they going to be collecting, using, disclosing personal data for the metaverse environment that they're going to participate in or that they're going to create? They're going to have to make choices also about, who they let interact and participate in their metaverse environment. And who they choose to share data with. These are the same considerations we all already have on various, internet applications. But, it's very much, something that businesses wanting to create their own metaverse presence, if you like, need to make the decisions about how they're going to be accountable for how they want to deal with personal data.
Yeah, no, great points. And I suppose it's still very early days to really understand how this is all going to be stitched together. It sort of reminds me of, if you turn the clock way back in the 1990s, when with the internet, they were trying to get organized with the domain name system and how is everything going to be interoperable and interconnected in a way that's, you know, rational and actually works. But obviously still early days and a lot yet to be determined. Following right along, a lot left to be determined. What do you see as some of the big ticket privacy issues that businesses need to be aware of or mindful of as they are venturing into the metaverse with all its possibilities?
There's different issues that are going to arise, you know, depending on, you know, the type of application. But I think sort of overriding everything, if there was, you know, I was going to say, look, there's one issue, and it's the issue that we already have in lots of areas of our daily lives now with treatment of personal data, and it's trust. This universal issue about, well, how will a business in creating its metaverse environment or participating in the metaverse, how will it create trust with individuals that it wants to interact with as to how their personal data will be protected? It's you know, the trust that the data won't be misused, but it's also the transparency very closely following that about, you know, if I'm choosing to participate in a metaverse environment, you know, how am I told about how my personal data is being used, who it's being shared with? Again, not really a different issue to, you know, if I was going onto a website or a social media platform today. And you know, issues such as, you know, advertising profiling or other profiling of individuals and, you know, what they might be doing in the metaverse, you know, they've been the focus of attention for, you know, online platforms, you know, for several years. But the metaverse probably puts a, you know, a new spotlight on these sorts of issues, you know, partly, as you know, we've been talking about, because it's new and evolving, but also because of, you know, it's the new applications and people are needing to think through, well, what does that mean? So, you know, one example that's often talked about is, you know, with metaverse applications such as smart glasses, you know, if I'm just browsing on the internet, you know, where I click through might be tracked so that somebody can see what I'm interested in and I'll be sent targeted advertising. But, you know, if I'm using smart glasses, there's of course the potential for where I'm looking, you know, another data point about where I'm looking to be taken into account and build into the profiling. So I guess there's going to be more points of data that can be collected, and with that becomes greater concerns with personal data management. And of course, there's some more specific concerns that, you know, raise in the privacy arena. One of those, again, much talked about is online safety. And I know sort of many jurisdictions, including Australia, have been introducing specific online safety laws. But the concern, you know, often raised might be, well, you know, if a child is using virtual reality headsets in the metaverse, then they might not be able to be closely supervised by a parent, and the child might be exposed to you know, a danger such as online bullying. And so, you know, businesses wanting to make these sort of gaming applications will be held to account, I think, and be expected to build in protections. You know, one protection I've heard about is, you know, giving people, you know, interacting in these games a really easy exit button if they feel like they're threatened. You know, another privacy issue often talked about, you know, particularly in the smart glasses space, is bystander privacy. So, you know, bystander privacy is really talking about, you know, capturing someone in the background. If I've got the smart glasses on and they're recording, they might be recording someone in the background who doesn't realise because I'm out in a public setting. So, again, you know, hardware developers, you know, are needing to think through these issues. You know, do they put a red light that flashes on the smart glasses so that they know the recording? Do they use blurring functionality? And again, it's not just privacy laws here, it's also surveillance laws that need to be taken into account. So, you know, all those sorts of things need to be thought through, but they're issues that we face today already in the way we interact. It's just putting in, I guess, a metaverse environment needs businesses need to refocus their intention, think, okay, what are the range of laws, whether privacy or surveillance or otherwise, that I need to think about here with this particular application?
No, those are a lot of great points, and it just underscores how much the metaverse will involve a substantially increased amount of data collection about individuals, and in many ways, perhaps ways that people don't yet understand, and therefore it just puts a little more pressure on the privacy program, as well as, to your point, the multi-jurisdictional aspects of it, that, you know, privacy laws do still apply in the metaverse. And so you're going to have very often, with depending on your application, you might need to be simultaneously addressing various different privacy laws. And what it's really going to drive you towards is a much more robust overarching privacy governance framework, essentially. And that doesn't even get to yet some of the cybersecurity issues and other concerns. So plenty to be aware of there. Well, Anne, fantastic. Thank you so much for this glimpse into privacy in the metaverse. Great to have you with us. We look to having you back.
Great. Thanks for having me, Brian.
Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for our next podcast when we connect on tech. For more information on data and technology, subscribe to our blog at connectontech.com or visit our website at bakermckenzie.com.